Hey there, I'm Adam the Ska Mailman. You may be thinking to yourself, well, this is highly irregular. Where's Matt? Where's the cool ska band? Don't worry, everything will be back to normal next week. Same as it ever was. But this week, I get the opportunity to share the first episode of our new podcast, Every Song Sucks, a Real Big Fish podcast. What you're about to hear is episode zero, where we explain the premise of our new show and share some fun stories about our relationship with Real Big Fish. If you enjoy this episode you're about to hear, please subscribe and check out episode one, which is also available right now. Anyway, here's episode zero of Every Song Sucks. Enjoy.
I know, every song sucks, yeah. I know, every song sucks, whoa. I know, every song sucks, yeah. On the FB Presents, a Real Big Fish Pod.
Welcome to Every Song Sucks, a Real Big Fish podcast. Brand new podcast here. I am your host, Adam, the Ska Mailman.
And I am Gary, I don't have a cool nickname, Mastriano.
I'm Matt Vest. And I'm excited to talk about Real Big Fish. Let's go.
Yeah, we're all very huge Real Big Fish fans. And so this is a nice new podcast for all the other Real Big Fish fans. But what is Every Song Sucks? We will be breaking down a brand new song released by our favorite band, my favorite band, Real Big Fish, and kind of talking about it, discussing the production, the lyrics, the music, the space and time, our personal histories with it, and we'll just go one by one. But before that, we have episode zero here just to kind of talk about our histories with Real Big Fish and what this podcast is, what you can expect.
Wait, I have a question, because okay. I think listeners are going to have this question. So since I have it, I'm sure listeners will. Are we going to talk about the songs in direct order,
like release order?
And what qualifies as a, you know, are we going to be, you know, some people might want to know, are we going to talk about Forces of Evil or some other random thing attached to a Real Big Fish? What are we talking about? What order are we doing it in? And what aren't we talking about?
Oh, it's not going to be in order. We're picking it at random. We have some mysterious source who's sending us the song every week, the Real Big Fishmonger. And we don't know what song's coming up next, chosen completely at random. And he's given us a letter to read at the end of this where we're going to pick what the very first song is. And we're doing everything from Turn the Radio Off on. Everything Sucks, we're not counting, because every one of those songs was re-recorded for a future release, and those are kind of like the more official studio releases. We've also got a ton of B-sides and rarities from compilations, tribute albums, weird songs I've never heard of from, you know, radio promo things.
I'm happy we're not doing the album Everything Sucks, because I have to listen to this song Foehead ever again. I would be really upset.
And just to clarify, we're not talking about any Forces of Evil tracks unless it actually ended up on a Real Big Fish album, right?
Right. Yeah, we're going to keep Forces of Evil, all the side projects, separate. Maybe, you know, if this goes in the right direction, bonus episodes, we can kind of talk about that stuff. But for the official mainstream here, we're going to stick to just Real Big Fish releases, not featuring Aaron Barrett, not featuring Scott, just Real Big Fish only.
Got it.
This is so exciting. I've been wanting to do a podcast like this forever, and I'm like, no one would ever listen to that. And now we're doing it, and I don't know if anyone's ever going to listen to it, but here we are.
Well, I'm happy and I'm ready to talk about it. I've had this idea for so long of having a Real Big Fish breakdown podcast, but my idea was calling it Our Real Big Fish Podcast is Better Than Your Real Big Fish Podcast. And I'm glad we all worked together to find a better name. I like Every Song Sucks. But this all also kind of came as like I was half joking on my intro episode of On the Upbeat, which we are sister podcast to On the Upbeat. But I had my solo episode there and I was like, oh, or we could do a Real Big Fish podcast, and we're all kind of like, oh, ha, 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 yeah, funny. Well, we should do that, right? And I was like, yeah, we should. Yes, I was only half kidding.
Yeah. I have to say, I'm upset that we got to do a Real Big Fish spinoff of On the Upbeat, yet Matt will not let me and Tara do On the Nookie, the Limp Bizkit spinoff of On the Upbeat.
And it's not ska.
Hey, baby steps.
Who said it had to be ska? I bet there's an upbeat at least in one Real Big Fish song. That qualifies. Not Real Big Fish, Limp Bizkit song. That qualifies.
DJ Maybe. Lethal spinning some toasting.
I would bet Limp Bizkit's played with a ska band before. I could bet.
Oh, I guarantee it. They came up in the 90s. Of course they did.
They were on Warped Tour.
I bet they've played with Real Big Fish before.
Sure. Wait, was Limp Bizkit on Warped Tour? Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's totally hilarious.
Yeah.
Aaron Barrett auditioned to be the new guitar player for Limp Bizkit in like 2002. So
no way. Okay. Well,
yeah, they did this, Limp Bizkit did this big, like when Wes Borland originally left, All right, now we're on Limp Bizkit talk, everybody. Screw really. Sorry, Adam. They did this big, like, you could go to Guitar Center and audition to be in Limp Bizkit. And I remember reading in multiple places, in multiple interviews, that Aaron Barrett actually went to audition to be in Limp Bizkit as a goof. But yeah. It would have been fun if he got in.
Yeah, imagine that timeline of, you know, this split timeline of, okay, well, now we got real big Limp Bizkit.
Real big biscuit.
Real big biscuit. Real big biscuit. Oh, we need to put that on a shirt.
Oh, we have so many new merch ideas now.
The fish logo with a backwards red cap. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. But,
let's talk about our real big fishteries. Gary, what's your history with the band? How did you discover them and come to love them so much?
Yeah, Real Big Fish is my favorite band ever. I've seen them in concert exactly 40 times. Across 3 countries and 7 states, maybe. And then, if listeners don't know, I play in the band Backyard Superheroes, and we've opened for them 6 times. So I like Real Big Fish just a little bit. I have a Real Big Fish tattoo on my arm.
Oh, that's dope.
Adam and Matt can see, and literally no one else can see, but you've probably seen it on the internet. The first time I heard Real Big Fish was on a mix tape someone made for me in the year 2000, and it was the song She Has a Girlfriend Now. And I was just getting into ska. I had already been into some local ska bands and was listening to like the Boss Tones, and I heard that song. I'm like, oh, these guys have the same sense of humor that I have, and everything from there was aces and really exciting. And then the first Real Big Fish album I ever bought was Cheer Up, which, spoiler alert, is my all-time favorite album ever.
Dang.
So yeah,
it's awesome.
I probably listen to Real Big Fish every day. My number one song on Apple Music for the past 5 years has been I Dare You to Break My Heart, because it is exactly 5 minutes long, and that's how long I want to spend in the shower. So that's my song I listen to in the shower.
Dang, that's goals. No, that's incredible. Seeing them 40 times. Holy cow, that's awesome.
The last time I saw them was in England. I saw them in England in 2019. Fun story. I was there for work and I went to go see them. And then I flew home the day The Mandalorian premiered. And my wife took a pregnancy test right before we watched it. We found out we were pregnant. So within 24 hours, I saw Real Big Fish, saw The Mandalorian, and found out I was having my first child. That's so that was
like
a fun story.
That's like the best 24 hours you could experience.
Yo, and then we got Taco Bell, so it was a great day.
That's even better. Oh, my God.
And Gary, didn't we discuss that we were actually at the same Real Big Fish show?
We were. I saw them also in 2019, Halloween time in Disney in Anaheim. Yeah. I was at that show.
Yeah, I didn't really know Gary at that time. Talking over the last few years, we realized we were both at that show together. So that was cool.
Well, Matt, that leads us to your Real Big Fish story. What's your history with the band?
Well, so here's the thing. Not to brag, but I probably knew about them before any of you. Simply
because you're older than us.
And location, well, location, location.
Yes, location is mostly what I was going to get at.
Nope, you're older.
But yes, I am originally from the hometown of Real Big Fish, Huntington Beach, California. I went to school in Huntington, but I'm not saying I knew the band or anything, but I knew of them because, you know, a lot of people were talking about them. So there was this roller skate rink, but it was also an ice skate rink. It was called Side by Side. The one side was ice skate, one side was roller skating. They played there. Real Big Fish played there. And I remember sitting in, I think it was my history class, probably somewhere around junior year, maybe sophomore year, and a friend talking about going to see this band, Real Big Fish. And I remember driving around in my friend's, well, technically it was his parents' minivan, and he had Everything Sucks on CD. And I remember picking up the album and, you know, it's the dog biting that kid, and just thinking, oh, this is interesting, and listening to it. I definitely was sitting there going, this doesn't sound like it was well recorded, but I do remember it having some appeal. And then, you know, by just a year or so, year and a half later, they were obviously all over the radio. I definitely did not grow up as like a ska kid, but ska kids were near me. You know, there was a lot of ska kids were also theater kids or band kids. Like, so I definitely knew a lot of the kids going to the ska show. In fact, there's a picture of a bunch of ska kids. Well, they don't label the picture in the yearbook like the ska kids or anything like that, but they're all wearing Hawaiian shirts. And it's just, you know, it's like at lunchtime and they're sitting at a bench table and they're all wearing Hawaiian shirts. And I'm looking through it. And I'm like, they're the ska kids. And I, you know, and I knew all of them. And I was like, oh yeah, these kids, they were all in theater or band. I knew of them before they were on the radio, but I can't say that I was like a fan or anything right off the bat. It probably wasn't until they had a better produced album and were on the radio. You know, I just wasn't a kid who just went to shows. That wasn't my scene. It wasn't my thing. I probably didn't see Real Big Fish live until 2009. And then Scott left. So maybe it's my fault that Scott left soon after I started going to the shows. But, I've seen them maybe probably not more than 5 times in my entire life. As soon as, you know, getting that Turn the Radio Off album, I remember coming home and open up that sleeve that's inside and it's bright and colorful. So different from a lot of the grunge and rock stuff that was sort of all over the radio in the early to mid 90s. And so it was just bright and colorful and danceable and stuff like that. And I think it just fit more with my personality, sort of happy but annoyed type of individual. Like, I generally have a positive attitude, but I remember looking at the cutout and thinking, oh, they're doing the Brady Bunch thing where they're all in different boxes. So that also tells you my age too, to catch that reference. Yeah, that was sort of like my first exposure to Real Big Fish, the early days. And I bought every album since then.
Yeah, that's very exciting. No, my relationship with the band and my history with the band goes a little later because I am just a little bit younger than you guys. Yeah. So I first heard of Real Big Fish and saw them on Nickelodeon. They had a music video for Monkey Man that played as a promo for the Wild Thornberries movie, but it was the actual Real Big Fish music video. And that song would get stuck in my head all the time. And me and my dad would walk around the house singing, you, ay, 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 talking about the big monkey man. And so that was my first intro to them. And then later I found out once I got into high school that I had loved ska my whole life because all my favorite songs were ska songs, but I didn't know that's what it was until one of my friends was like, yeah, you like ska. And I was like, what's that? He was like, Real Big Fish. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, that's ska. And I was like, oh, no way. And so then I dove totally headfirst into it. And Real Big Fish was like the main one I listened to a bunch besides like the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater game soundtrack and stuff. But I first saw Real Big Fish 2009 for the Spring Fling. They did a free show at Boise State University where Everclear opened for them. And then Real Big Fish came out and it was a totally free show and it was so much fun. I totally fell in love with them watching them play live. And I was like, okay, this is easily my favorite band. And I've seen them. I haven't had the opportunity to see them 40 times, but I've only missed them coming to town twice since I discovered them. And so I think I've seen them 12 times. And there was even once I got kicked out of a show at a Real Big Fish show because it was the third time I'd seen them in 1 year. And I knew what their set list was. So I was like, okay, they're closing right now. I told my friends, like, crowd surf, I'm going to crowd surf. And I got over the barrier and jumped up onto the stage. And I darted center stage and I started skanking. And Aaron kind of bumps into me and he looks at me all confused. And he just starts smiling and we're skanking and he's playing guitar. And I got kicked off the stage and they kicked me out and onto the street while I waited for all my friends. And as I'm walking out, everyone's going, dude, that was amazing. You got on stage with Real Big Fish. And I fell in love with every one of their songs. I was in the days of LimeWire when I was growing up. And so you just type into LimeWire ska and get everything you possibly could. But I remember going to like Wikipedia and finding, okay, this song, this is their album called Everything Sucks. I'm going to go and search for every single song. And I did that. And the funny thing with that is I ended up with all of the later studio versions just kind of compiled into what Everything Sucks was later. And everyone would be like, yeah, the recording quality is really bad. I was like, I don't know. It sounds pretty great to me. Like, I just, every song I could, I fell in love with. And they're still to this day one of my favorite bands. I think my favorite band. I want to get a Real Big Fish tattoo, but I want to get the other fish than what Gary has, the one that's kind of got the underbite tooth. And I've gotten to meet the band a few times and it's just always been a blast.
I can't wait till we talk about Everclear more on our upcoming Everclear podcast. I will buy you a new pod. That sounds like it's going to be Everclear's right. Can we talk about Everclear for the next 15 minutes? Because Everclear's great, too.
I mean, we could spin off, yeah. That show is specifically weird because between Everclear and Real Big Fish, they were like, all right, we have a surprise for you. It's Spencer from the OC or from the Hills or something. I don't remember, some stupid show. And all of us were like, who cares? And he comes out and we're all going, boo! Because we're all like, you know, shithead, like high school kids. And they're like, do you know what they want to see, Spencer? And he goes, yeah, I know. And he took his shirt off. We all were like, get off the stage, boo! Real big fish. And it was bizarre. It was such a bizarre
experience. That's fantastic. I love that story.
That's amazing. I've got tons of those, and I'm sure we'll have a ton of live Real Big Fish stories with songs coming up that we talk about and our memories with them. So I don't know. I'm just really excited that we're going to all, as he's big fans, talk about every single song.
I do want to ask, let's just get it out there. What's everyone's favorite Real Big Fish album? I buried the lead and said mine is Cheer Up. Matt and I talked about this on a bonus Patreon on the Upbeat episode, but I don't remember what he said his number one was. So why don't you guys talk about that?
My number one is definitely Why Do They Rock So Hard? The follow-up, the second one, I know a ton of people's favorite is Turn the Radio Off, and that's amazing too, but Why Do They Rock So Hard really solidified their sound to me, and that's all my favorite songs that they have written and recorded on that one. Like, I'll go back to that. I mean, I listened to the whole album today just because I like it so much, so.
Yeah, so this question is a little bit complicated for me. So, like, when someone asks me, you know, what's my favorite movie, I say Star Wars, and they're like, which one? And I go, for the most part, they're all one movie to me, so it's one. But here's the thing. If you press me, like, I kind of know technically my favorite is probably Empire Strikes Back. But, like, my heart, like, when my brain thinks of Star Wars or feels like it wants to watch Star Wars, it's I want to watch A New Hope. Because that's the first one that sort of brought me into that space. So as much as I really absolutely love and probably even listen to more Why Do They Rock So Hard, I still think I go with Turn the Radio Off because, like, that was my first. I had heard Everything Sucks, but Turn the Radio Off was the first, like, real thing I bought and listened to and learned all the lyrics to and, like, was super into. So I kind of got to go with Turn the Radio Off.
Yeah, that's a hard album to beat. It's a great one.
Yeah, and Matt, the answer is The Last Jedi, which is unequivocally the best Star Wars movie. All right, we'll see you next week, everybody. Bye.
All right, hope we get renewed. Oops.
No, and we don't need to get renewed. We just keep putting it out no matter. That's the great thing about podcasts.
That's
even
true.
If no one likes it or no one's listening, we can keep making it.
I did a really interesting exercise when I was running one day. I was equating each of the Real Big Fish studio albums to a Star Wars movie equivalent. So we'll talk about that one day.
Oh, yeah, we have to bring that up. But until then, why don't we get on to what our first song is going to be?
Okay, let's find out.
Okay, so we have a letter from the Real Big Fish monger who's, you know, sending us the songs we're picking every week totally at random. So I've got a letter. Let's read it. Hello, gentlemen and fellow Real Big Fish fans. For you all and your brand new podcast, I have the perfect song for you. It's Brand New Song off of Why Do They Rock So Hard. Have fun with that one next episode. Your friend in fish, the Real Big Fish monger. That's a killer one to start off with.
Yeah, that's a great song to start off with. I definitely can say I like the song, but we'll break it
spoilers
down.
Matt, no spoilers.
Oh yeah, do we like it? Oh, do we hate it? But that's all of you out there in podcast land. That is your homework for the week, is to listen to Brand New Song, memorize it, learn it, live it, love it, and come back and we'll have a full discussion next week.
Only listen to that song. If you listen to anything else for the next week, we will know and we will call you out.
We'll find you.
Yeah, we're following all of your Spotify's because we have that capability. So we will know if you've listened to any other song.
I'm an Apple Music guy, and me and Tim Cook are very good friends. So he will let me know what you are listening to. Adam, I know what you're listening to.
No! Your homework, listen to Brand New Song and join us next week. And as always, this is the last podcast I will ever do with you.
Thanks for listening to Every Song Sucks. Please subscribe to the podcast, write a review, and share with your friends. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Every Song Sucks. Send us an email at everysongsuckspod@gmail.com. I'm on TikTok as The Ska Mailman, delivering all things ska to you, including updates on this podcast. Every Song Sucks is a sister podcast to On the Upbeat. Listen to On the Upbeat every week for band interviews, ska news, and more. And be sure to join us next week when we discuss brand new song on Every Song Sucks, a Real Big Fish podcast.
Who are you here to see?
Not me. I'm here to see Real Big Fish.
You guys suck.